makes his nest, and there are never but one or two around there.
What about you might be sitting out on your front porch at night, and these insects really don't sting you that bad, but they'll just bother you. You know, you have to swat at them every now and then. Sometimes they carry malaria.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah.
They'll bite the hell out of you. I tell you, in some places.
Yeah, especially if you go fishing, you know, yeah, they'll bother you. Have you ever heard of a little type of insect that might burrow up under your skin and raise welts on it around here?
No, I don't raise on it unless it's a mosquito.
Or you might be walking around barefooted and they would burrow in, you know, and cause your foot to itch or something like that.
The ants, plenty of ants around here.
What about red bugs?
Yeah, they have red bugs.
Have you ever heard of those called anything else?
I don't believe I have.
Maybe chiggers? Is that the same thing?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. I think it is.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just never did hear and call chiggers as red bugs. Uh-huh. They're so small.
Yeah.
But now it seems to me like I've heard of some other bug be called a chiggers.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about these insects? Some of them are colored green, some of them are black, and they hop around in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard those called anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Ever heard anybody call it a hopper grass?
Yeah, I've heard them call it hopper grass.
Who would be likely to say hopper grass?
Well, I'd say the elder fella.
Mm-hmm. Older person?
Yes, sir.
What about you were talking about using worms for bait. What about a small type of fish that you might use for bait?
Well, you can use a minnow.
Mm-hmm. But is that the same thing as a shiner?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about these things that you see that tend to gather in the corners of your ceiling when it's not kept real clean? You have to get a broom up there and...
Spider?
The spider web?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing that you might see outside, like between two bushes?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Well, now, I imagine they are different. I know they're different spiders to that, but it's the same. Uh-huh. It would be a species of a spider.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called a cobweb?
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay. What about some of the different types of snakes you have around here?
Well, now we got what they call the rattlesnake. He's about the most dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he don't stay around the water much. He likes to be up on the higher land. And,
mm-hmm.
Then we got the moccasin. We got the black snake. We got the quartz whip. We got the king snake. We got the chicken snake. And we got what they call the little green snake. Now, I don't know what he is, but they're like more likely find him in flowers around the yard. And they don't grow very big.
Yeah. I've heard that king snakes will kill other snakes. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I think that's true.
You've never seen one do it, actually do it?
Well, I've seen them when they were looked like was trying to kill them.
Yeah.
Be trying to get a hold of them and kill them.
Are they big snakes?
No, they ain't saying no larger than maybe he would be as large as some of them, the one he's trying to kill. They put it long, but they're not so big around.
Yeah. Would it be poisonous to a man?
No, they say not.
Is that right? Sounds like a good snake to have around.
Yeah, but they're all, if everybody's scared as I am, they get in. And I can't tell them apart too much. Now, we have what they call a chicken snake. It's